the Shimon Bot Eidim, who testified that in other words, Reuven Bot Eidim, who testified that in their presence Shimon the Levi was made to Reuven that he didn't pay up the debtors yet. Let's say this same morning, he didn't pay up the debtors yet. But the Eide Hidoye, that Shimon was made to Reuven in their presence, that he didn't pay up the debt, were craving of the earth. But they are not craving of Reuven and Shimon. So why did Ravuni Rabishua said that the whole age is a bottle, is a bottle just for the cool? Just as we don't say Gabi Plainer Ivan Letzeni, Edish Bottle Kula, there we could also say Edish Bottle Kula. After all, the Plainer testifies against himself, and he testifies against the Plainer, and he's Bottle Gabi himself, because he's a Baldova. So in Mele, it should be Bottle Gabi the Plainer also. The answer is no, we say Palgin the Bullet, because it's two separate edges. One Edis is against himself, and one Edis is against the Plainer. So true, the Edis against himself is bottle, but the Edis against the Plainer is Kayam's here too. They testify against the Orev and they testify against the Levi, but it's bottle Ligabi the Orev. But why shouldn't say Pogimli Bure? It should be Kayam against the Levi. That's the Kasha against the Rivas. V'yesh mitarzim, the loy domi, hosom hanes sadi, v'chayu v'gavri nifselikos, hilkach, v'yikar oide shim imri, sherov aru shalom v'beribis lemonim, u'mashom al nididim l'achvin anin, v'lo mikablin amunei, avla aminom l'chayev alive, v'loy ho'orev, yefsha, kibim sheyish tar shuvor. In other words, what is the Rosh saying? What kind of a terror? I'm the Kashi against the Ivan. In other words, there are two concepts. There is the concept of Palgino di Bure, and there is the concept of Palgino di Monis. Palgino di Bure means that we split the other. When Adam say two things, two items, so we accept one item, and we accept the other item. So in the case of plainly Ivan, we are saying, so the Eidim say two things. First of all, they say that the plane is a revere. Then the Eid, he says, I am the Niyama. So that, of course, we cannot accept that item that I am the Niyama, because he's a Baldovo. So Mimele, but he accept the other item. So we break the, we split the Agode. The Agode consists of two items, and we split it into two items. One item we accept, that the item that the plane is Reveah, the item that he is the Niyavah, we reject. So mainly what is the result? That the plane is a Reveah, but he wasn't Reveah him, he's Reveah somebody else. Mashim Kim here, we cannot split the Agode. We cannot split the Agode. After all, there is a Shtar. And the Shtar testifies. The Shtar testifies that Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 and that Levi became an Orev. Who can deny that? It's Agode Bishtar. But what does Shimon say? He paid. So then the Eidim testified. They heard this morning that Shimon was made at Reuven, that he didn't pay. So how can he, and they happen to be craving of Levi of the earth. So how can we split our body? What should we say? It is true that in respect to Reuven, in respect to Shimon, so then we accept our body. After all, they are related to Reuven and Shimon. But we don't accept the part about Levi. How is it shayach? We don't accept. You can't logically split the agode, because there it's a question: who is the reveya? Who is the niyam? We don't know, except on the basis of the agode. So he said, there are two items, two things, he says, two ideas. One item is, the plane is a reveya, the other item is the tea himself is in here. So he reject that. That is a shekel. But the other part is not a shekel. Mashenkin here, when we say that we accept the item about Reuven and Shimon, but not about Levi, so then we have to say that the shtar is a shtar shekel. But after all, there is no race in the shtar. So it's not shayach to say we split the other. So the question is, so at the very outset, what kind of ikashe was it? I mean, the one who asked against Raivet was a big lumpen. I mean, he knew what he was talking about. So how did he ask that as ikashe? The answer is, true, in the case of Eide Idoye Shaloi Pora, we couldn't say Parginon Dibur, of splitting the Agode into its component items, but we could say Parginon Amonis. You see, the Birka Shmuel, Rabbi Opea, talks about Parginon Dibur, Parginon Amonis. This is what he means. So in other words, so here, well, of course you couldn't say Parginon Dibur. The way we say Parginon Dibur, Ligabe Plimer Banatse, because then we split Agode. The plainly, and the person says two things. He says plainly is a reveya, and then he says I'm a nirva, so we accept the item plainly is a reveya. We reject the item, I'm the nirva. So what is the result? One part, one item is true, one item is natural. So mele, the result is that plainly is a reveya, but who is a nirva? Somebody else. Who? Mr. X. What difference would it make what his name is? His name is Mr. X. So as long as we accept one item, so we can give Mise to the plane. Then Mashenkin here, we couldn't split the Agode and say what? That Shimon is a Levi, but Levi is no Orev. That we know in the Tehashtar. So what could we say? We could say Parginon Amonis. Everything is true, but in respect to Shimon, we accept the Agode because they are Rechekim. In respect to the Orev, true, but we can't accept it. If Kravim testify, even Meshavah, if he testify, he can't. We can't explain the Kabbalahs. Meshavah, we have Chasu Shalom Choshes. Maybe they're not telling the truth. I mean, it's ridiculous. The answer is, true or not true? Besdin cannot be mikabel the edus of Kravim. So here too, there's the kasha against the right. Why do we say edus bottom to spot the kula? We should say palgin in the monis, just as we say beya palgin in the bure, we should say palgin in the monis. So then that's the makshe who are asked against the right. And then he says, v'yesh mitahatsi, glidome hosom, two separate things. So it's put Agode. You can't say we split Agode. So how can you say Shimon is a Levi, but Levi is no Orev? But then you are going to deny the Shtar. And we have to accept the evidence that is presented by the Shtar. So what can you say? No, we accept everything in respect to Shimon, but we accept nothing in respect to Levi. That's the meaning of Parginon Amonis. There is no such thing as Parginon Amonis. This is what he says. And the one who asked, he assumed that not only is there a loche of Parginon Dibur, there is a loche of Parginon Amonis also. The Raivit Zal Kosav Bishuvayisov, Shekol Eide Shebotlam Tzoso, Machmas Kful Kurve, Botla Kulo. The Loi Parginon Dibur, the Loi Polik Borachmone Doma, Mashnai Nimsachman and Korvi Postle, I do some tail of Afshleisha. Almele Parginon I do some. The Hode Oma Rodin Korvi Slatsme, ומייס מסמרושה, היינדפקי כשמי ילצני, שאין זה אידס כלל, אלא כמי שאיני דומה, שאינו ניקול לעצמי אית פוסל, כי נשני מעריד שבות מוצוס ובות לכולו, ודמי להוד אומר לעיר, אם קיים מדובר רק עושה מדבר, תכרי אחד כשנמצא אחד מן העידים, קורב ופוסל הידוס הפתולו, אך נמי כשנמצא לאחד מן קורב, לאחד מן קורב ופוסל שהמיץ הידוסו, תיל מחסקו ותכרי אחד, שנהיר את פוסל אשר העידים, מפני שנעני קירבי, אי ישפוט אותו לכלו, אך הנמי כשומעיד על עצמי, ועל אחר בכלל, אין אני קירה באי ישפוט אותו ספוט לכלו, לפי שאין עליו שם אית כלל, ומוכח כדבור, כפי כמה דיסנדר. דיקומה, פליני בוא על אישתי, הוא ואחר מסתף להורי, אבל לא ילהוגו. פשיטה, סלגל עד החמינון, קוביס לעצמי אמרינון, אצל אישתי לי אמרינון, כמש בו. תראה סלגל עד החינון, קוריף כל כך אצל אישתי, שליטי ידוסי שמיד עליו. אידס פסולה, ובטל כל אידס, משיבות משוס בו לכולו, כמש מלון דישתי כגופי. ואין זה אידס כבר, הלכך פלגינו דיבורי, כי פלגינו מגופי. וחנם מאומר הוסם. וחנם מאומר הוסם, גם בפלני רוב השירי. אודם קורא בצלעצמי אמרינו, איסלומי, לא אמרינו, פירוש ואף אודם פוטה, ובשירי שבות משוס בו לכולו. סו, ופי זה ניחה ההודי ירושלמי, כוסף כל מחוסר שני מאודם, נמצח מן קורא ופוסלו ידוס המתולו, תכאי יחד אוס המי שבת נמצוס לו בת לכולו, אך אינם מוח. ופוסק אבלפס, הילכס יקרביך מפקין דיבוי. Briefly, what is the Ravid saying? And there's the sheet of Rashi and there's the sheet of the Rosh, that there are two kinds of psulaitis. There is a psulaitis like Korah and Rosh. He's an eight. Korah is an eight. He has a shem eight. But he posts an eight. And then Baldovo does not even have a shem eight. Because when somebody testifies against himself, I am a nirva, then it's a confession. It's not an eidus. It's not even tishayach to say a posel eid. It's no eid altogether. When somebody testifies against a cousin, it's an eidus, but a posel eid. But when someone testifies against himself, he doesn't even have a shem eidus. It's no eidus, it's a confession. And Baal ki ishtei, ishtei ki gufei, so when somebody testifies against his wife, so it's not just Korah, it's Baldova, because there is identity of personality, al-Pedin, between husband and wife. And when a person testifies against his wife, it means he testifies against himself. He doesn't have a Chalei Shemeit. Korah v'roshe has a Shemeit, but a Pasalei. When do we say Eidish Abot Matos Abot Akulo if he has a Shemit, but he postulated? So then we say Eidish Abot Matos Abot Akulo. So in the case of somebody coming to Bezdin and saying, Pleini Boal Achisi Shehi Eishasish. So then he has a Shemit, but he cannot be Mikabal the Eidish against his sister because he's a Kohen. But as a Shemit, so then we couldn't even be in the Chayiv Nisa the Pleini. But if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, Pleini Revan Li Yotzeini, so he testifies against himself, it means it's a confession against himself. He doesn't even have a Shemitis, so he can't say the Shabbat Matos Badakula. Because only when he has a Shemitis, but he postulates, then we say the Shabbat Matos Badakula. But when he doesn't have a Shemitis, he can say what the sukla. Pliny Baalishti, who the acham is starfen her gay of her hoga, because in Baalishti is not just Korah, it is Baldova, because identity of personality between husband and wife is the same person. So when he says, my wife is Chayev is Nise, it's like saying, I'm Chayev. He doesn't even have a Chalei Shemedes. If he doesn't have a Chalei Shemedes, we don't say, Shabbat Matosla, but the Korah. Some male here is craving, it's not Baldova. So that's why Rav Yishua said, we say Eidish Shabbat Matos Shabbat Lekulo, we don't say Palgin Lepo. Alright, this is the Rav Yishua. Now, so far, we have two Pshatim in the Gemara. Eloi Betuvi. According to Russian cases, it is reference to Eidish Havoye. And according to the Ravid, Eidi Doye Shaloipa, the Ramban is Chayli Kivan on the right. And the Ramban Muhammad, he applies it to the case of Edi Piroi. In other words, there was a milve that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and Levi undertook to pay off. And then trading now, Reuven is demanding the $1,000 from Shimon. And then Shimon produces Edi, who testified on his behalf that they saw how Shimon paid up the debt yesterday. So the Rafopi wanted to make a couple of days. They were craving of the Orev, but after all, he didn't demand any payment from the Orev. He demanded payment from Shimon. So, and Shimon the Arichek. So Rafopi Vreid Rav Yeshua said, no, suppose Shimon does not have any money to pay. So then the next step will be that Reuven will call Levi to the Torah. And then, when the Edim testify that they saw how Shimon paid and it's Negea Levi, they are craving of Levi. So the Mele will not be Mikabed Davis. So Mele, even though right now he didn't call Levi to the Torah, but suppose he will not be able to collect, so then he can call Levi to the Torah, and then the Edis of the Edi Peroyan will be bottled. Some Mela will say Edi Shabbat Mitzosa Patlakula, and the Edi Sligabe Shimon is also bottled. So how is it that the Rambam does not like the Raivis Pshat? So the Rambam, he rejects Rashi's Pshat, and he rejects the Raivis Pshat. So when he rejects the Raivis Pshat, the Rambam will chamis here. So he spells it out very simply. He says, according to Rashi and Tesis Pshat, that the Edim are Edi Alvoya, how can we say Edish Atlum Tosabat Lakula? Because suppose two Edim will testify that they saw Toch Gidibo, that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven lent $1,000 to Levi. Toch Gidibo. And then they happen to be craving of Levi. So Bezdin will not be able to collect from Shimon the $1,000, of course. It's two separate ages. Ages she brought from Joseph Kul is Shaykh only in one ages. But when two Edim testified, two separate ages, that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and at the same time he lent $1,000 to Levi. It's two separate ages. So true, they are craving of Levi, but they're not craving of Shimon. Some Mele Bezdin will accept the Edis Ligabe against Shimon, but not against Levi. So here too, if it's Edi Alvoya, so what does Edi Alvoya mean? That Shimon borrowed and Levi undertook to be a surety. So in other words, it's like two Alvoyas. So how can we say on two Edis that Edi Shabbat was well? So he agrees with, that was the timing of the Raivet against Rashi and Tejas also. The Ramban agrees with the Raivet's timing against Rashi and Tejas. But he rejects even the Raivet's pshat. Because he says, if the Edim are Edi Idoye Shaloi Pora, then we should still say Palgini the Bole. But he doesn't mean Palgini the Bole, he means Palgini the Money. Because the Raivet sheet, the Ramban sheet is that there, just as there is a concept of Palgin and Bure, there is a concept of Palgin and Mones also. But in the case of Edi Piroin, so then we couldn't even apply the din of Palgin and Mones. Why? Because, so what's the difference between Edi Idoye Shalui Pora and Edi Piroin? Because in the case of Edi Idoye, let's say, in the case of Edi Alvoya, the way Rashi in Tesis explained the Gemara of Louis Vitovie, then we can apply the concept of Palgin the Boris Plid Agor. In other words, the Edim say two things: Shimon borrowed and Levi borrowed. He undertook to be an Orev that's also borrowed. So then we say Palgin the Boris, the item that Shimon borrowed is true, the item that Levi undertook to be an Orev is not true. In Atu. But in the case of the of the Raivet, in the case of the Raivet, where we say the Eidi Idoye Shalimpor. So then the Ramban Shita is true, he couldn't say Palginum Dibure, but he still could say Palginum Emones, and there is no still. But the Ramban Shita is that we do say Palginum Nemones. So Mele, we shouldn't say Eidi Shabbat Mitzvah Lakulo in the case of Eidi Idoye Shalimpor. Mashenke, in the case of Eidi Piroyen, then we couldn't even apply the concept of Palginum Nemones. Because suppose we apply the concept of Palginum Nemones. So what would it mean? Let's say the Eidim testify that Shimon paid. But the Eidim happened to be, so they testify Lishusei of Shimon, and they testify Lishusei of the Oref too. But we couldn't accept it in respect to the Oref. So then it would mean, what would be the result? If we would say Palginum Nemones, so then there would be a repugnancy, a stir in business Kabbalah. It would involve a contradiction itself, a repugnancy. Suppose we say Palginum Nemones. In the case of Eidi Idoye Shalimpor, there is no repugnance. So the Eidim testify Lechivosi of Shimon and Lechivosi of the Orif. But Bezdin would say, vis-a-vis Shimon, we accept the Agon. So that means that Shimon is mechuyev to pay. But vis-a-vis the Orev, we don't accept the Agon, because the Agon, true or not true, we can't accept the Agon of Eidim or Akrei. So what would be the result? That Shimon is mechuyev to pay, the Levi, the Orev, is not mechuyev to pay. Is there any repugnancy in that, in saying that the Levi is mechuyev, the Orev is not mechuyev? That's no repugnancy. But in the case of Eidi Piroyen, so if we say Palginum Nemones, so then there will be a contradiction, a repugnancy, a still in Eil Bei. So we'll say, the Eidim testify that Shimon paid, so Shimon is potter. The Levi, who is primarily liable, is potter. But we don't accept the Eides that Shimon is potter vis-a-vis the Orev. So the Orev is chayev, that's still nearby. That's repugnant. To say that the Levi is chayev and the Orev is potter, that's possible. Many times there's such a thing. But to say the Levi is potter and the Orev is chayev, it's still nearby. It's repugnant. So that's why you cannot say Palginum Nemones. That's the difference between the Raived, Shita, and the Rabbans. Now, let's see here. When Tesa says, V'chein ein lema, dinafki mino sheda shabal cheiv, kreivim li ruven, ul cheikim li shimen. So there's nafki mino, because right now who is the Baldova? Shimon. And Shimon, so they are Echeikim, some Mele, we could accept the Eidus against Shimon. But if Reuven becomes the Baldova, so then we couldn't accept the Eidus. Because to Reuven they are Echeikim. So he says, "The Lishimen Namir Yechinoit, Kiven, the Torah for Mishimen Ozel Basaruven." Now, what Teisa says here, does that conform only to Rashi's and Teisa Shite? Rashi's and Teisa Shite Makis, but not according to the Ramban Shite, but it conforms to the Ramban Shite also. I think that the first member by Teisa can conform even according to the Ramban Shite, because the liability of Likeach is like an Orev. That's what Gemara in Basra says. In other words, because the same reason Nifroim Chosim Shibodim Vimokim Shiesh Chosim Mecherin, because Liyiporam in Orev Trilod, Gemara says, and Nichsim the Inche is Arvinle. So the reason is why the Likeach is responsible is like an Orev. because the nechosim are arriving. But so, in other words, the nechosim are arriving, so it's only secondarily liable. Mashain Kain, the lady himself, he's primarily liable. So, Mele, if we were to say, Talginu Nemones, so then it would be, there would be a stirim neu bay. So, Chayn Leimad, Nafkimine, Shade of Shabal Chayf Kreidin Leruve, Ur Chayfin Lishimen, so if Ruven does not become a Baldovo, so then he could collect from Shimen. Who is Shimen? Shimen is like an Oref. So it's like the Ramban's Pshat. In other words, the Bezdin would say, the Oref is Mechuyev, and the Levi is not Mechuyev. That's a repugnancy. How could there be such a thing? To such a Psag Din. The Oref is Mechuyev. The Nechosim, by the Likeach, in the possession of Likeach, are liable. But the Levi himself is Potter. That's impossible. Because the responsibility of an Orev, of the Nechosim, emanates from the responsibility of the Levi. So that what Tesis first membre can conform according to all the Shidduch of Sheni. According to Rashi Tesis, the Chayvei Ramban. The other membre, so that will be told. V'chein in yeli shimet, eidim, shemidim schusei. What mean is schusei? In other words, the Torah. So it's like Edi Peroyen. Say Edi Peroyen. V'heim kreivim. V'cheinim yeli shimen. Edim shemidim schose. The Truvein paid the debt. So mainly there is no shibut nechosim and the sode that is in the possession of shimen. V'cheinim yeli shimen edim shemidim schose. V'heim kreivim. So mainly, so without Ruvin becoming a Baldovor, so then they'll collect from Shimon. Because they are great. We'll have to be coupled out of it. But if Ruvin becomes a Baldovor, then they'll not be able to collect. So he says, even if Ruvin does not become a Baldovor, so then, how can we say that Shimon will be Potter? V'chelim yeli Shimon eidim shemidim schusei vein craving. So without Ruvin becoming Baldovor, so then he'll be able to, so the Balchev of Ruvin will be able to take away the sode from Shimon. So, but if Ruvein becomes a Baldovor, then they'll not be able to take away. So that Skiven, then Kreim Psun Hoyd Afil Ruvein, Kiven the Yeshrevach Lishimen, Shemamid Akaraka Biode. That will only be true according to Rashi Shite, but it will not be true according to the Ramban Shite. Because in that case, so what will be the result? That if they are craving, of Shimon, some male, the result will be, and they testify lischusi of Shimon and lischusi of Ruvein, but Bezdin will be mikabel da agode if vis a Shimon lischusi, so Shimon will be potter. Shimon is the orif. There's no chosin nirsin di inchi arnle. So what will be the result? The result will be that the Psag Din of Bezdin will be they cannot win against Shimon. And Shimon is like an Orev. It's secondarily liable. But he can still win against Ruvein. Some melee against Ruvein he can win. So that means that Ruvein will be liable. So nothing wrong, no repugnance in that. Nothing wrong in that. So that means the second member by Teisves, he only conforms to Teisves Shittimakis, but not to the Ramban Shittim. So the first case can conform even according to the Ramban Shittim. The second case can only conform to Teisves Shittim and Rashi Shittim and not according to the Ramban Shittim. That's what I think. All right, anyway. So it's no kash against Thesis, because Thesis is Shitosin, that he applies the Gemara of Elui of Ituvie to aid the Alvoy, some mayor. We still say in the Shabbat and Tosha Baka Kula in that case too, and because we don't, because this is Shita Makis, we don't say Talgin and Amonis. Now, tomorrow, so we should cover the Gemara up to the next Mishnah.
How come the Kasha of
Hogin
Nippur wasn't a kashmir Rashi went into?
What?
Why wasn't the aura against the Rai, but the aura against the Rashi in places also? I mean, the kasha of let's say Hogin Nippur.
Yes.
There's the one who asks against the Rai, but why isn't that a kasha against the Rashi?
Against Rashi, certainly kash. So it's needless to mention that Rashi is difficult because the Rai himself has the kasha against Rashi. But the Rosh is the Kashe, but you arrive at, you are massing against Rashi's Pshat. There is a Kashe against you, Pshat.
But against Rashi, it's surely Pshat.
Surely Pshat.
So how does Rashi answer that Kashe?
What?
How does Rashi answer that Kashe?
How does Rashi answer the Kashe?
Because it's one of the Shtar.
Because Rashi Shiti is, Rashi will answer the Kashe. In other words, why is it different than Pargin and Dibura? We can say like the Ravid that Pargin Dibur is only Shayach when there is no Edis, but when there is an Edis, but the Pasal Edis, so then we say Edis Shpotl Tospot Lekulo, so we don't say Pargin Dibur. So here it's craving in the Tuvi. Mashain Kim, the Pargin Rivan Yotzeini, it's not craving. It's Baldovo.
That works with Rashi's intention too. I mean,
that's right. Rashi Shita Makis in Kamidovakos is in line with the Shita Dravid.
That the word is not Chepto Vegas.
That's right. Rashi Shita Davov in Makis in Kamidovakos is in line with the Shita of the Dravid.
Is there not enough meaning between one Chepto of a Shtar and one Chepto of a Shtar?
Yeah, maybe. Another aloche. There's a separate aloche of Shtar Shabbat and Shabbat.
That's a certain Gittin, where they're showing them.
Yeah. It's another one.
I'm saying that maybe that would be the Shabbat.
Yeah. But Rashi happens to agree with the Shabbat. There are two people. One who doesn't even have a Shabbat in this, and there we don't say, he is Shabbat and Shabbat, and one who has a Shemayis, but it's possible. Oh, yeah.